So today I've been smoking fish, not smoking as in rolling in tobacco and paper, but subjecting to smoke until they cure. And it's an old-fashioned way of keeping things fresh. And there's two ways of smoking fish. There's hot smoking, where you put wood dust in a tin, and then you put a layer of some foil or grill, and then you put your fish, then you put a lid on it, and then you put heat underneath the whole thing, and it's about 20 minutes, it cooks, smokes it. And then there's cold smoking, where you put very, very, very cold smoke through a vessel, and in that vessel is your thing that you're smoking. And you can do that in lots of ways. Normally you'd put you'd get a kind of heated unit or a heated kind of keg, and then you'd put a pipe from there into another unit, quite a long pipe, and in that other unit, normally the fridge, an old fridge or something, then you put the product so that the smoke's generated, then it cools down along the pipe and goes into the fridge or the barrel or whatever, and that smokes it in there. I've got a kind of cheaty way, which is you get a little cold smoker. This one's made by a company called Pro-Q, but there's loads around. And you put wood dust in it, and you set fire to that with a tea light, and then blow the tea light out so it smoulders. Put that in the bottom of a kettle barbecue, and then put the fish at the top of the kettle barbecue, put the lid on it, and leave it for 10 hours. So there's no heat in there at all. It's just smoke. And why am I bothered about this, really? Well, when we moved to this house 4 years ago, I met a bloke over the road called Frank. Frank is, I think, 83 now. And Frank used to work in the pit in this village. Donisthorpe is famous for mining. It's got the record for the most coal taken out of the ground in any UK pit in any one day. And Donisthorpe pit was massive. Frank worked there till he was in his mid-50s when he retired. And he was actually born in my house. His uncle used to live here. And he's lived in this area all along. And he was president of the fishing club in Ibstock, Trout Fishing Club. So he'd go and fish there, fly fish. He still does every weekend, maybe once in the week, catches three or four fish, brings them back, and his long-suffering wife really has run out of things to do with trout. So he used to smoke them and then give them to us. But I was really interested in you know, creating a smoked fish that was more like salmon than a smoked mackerel, say, which is hot smoked. And Frank's trout was hot smoked, beautifully done, but hot smoked. And then while I was at the Do Lectures 1 year, there was a workshop on smoking fish and smoking sea trout called suin. And the chef from the 25 Mile, who spoke last year, actually, and his name has just slipped my mind embarrassingly. Oh, bollocks, it'll come back to me in a minute. He ran a smoking session, and it was just amazing watching nothing more than wood smoke preserve something, make it last significantly longer, and make it taste unbelievably good. So I thought I'd give it a go. So I did, and it works really well, and I can heartily recommend it. But back to Frank. I popped over to see Frank, took some of the smoked fish with me, which he loved. He'd never had cold smoked fish. And I had a good chat with him. He walked me up his garden path, not a euphemism, and showed me his little smoking hut. And I just began to marvel, actually. I mean, he's 82. He'd probably been retired nearly 30 years. He probably worked for only 35 years. It's a really interesting balance of work and leisure that we've got now. But it's fantastic to see him up his garden, smoking fish, digging, planting. He's got a load of earlies in. He's putting his lates in soon. He's got a big seed bed up there. And it just struck me that as long as you keep going, you keep going. And as soon as you stop going, then frankly, you stop going. And and that long may people like Frank continue, because it was pretty amazing today. Actually, it was a really nice reminder that you are what you do, and therefore you've got to do something useful. All right, bye.